I'm going to try to make this quick. I'm pretty sure no one's going to listen to this, but I'm just trying to get out my thoughts on Edge of Tomorrow. I'm not going to say where I watched it, and no, I did not download it. But it actually was a great movie. I think that the overuse of Tom Cruise and the pure fact that movies are being told as their movie, like Daisy was a Brad Pitt movie, and this movie was just like Oblivion, a Tom Cruise movie, when it should just be a movie. But that's beyond the point. Edge of Tomorrow, really good movie, I think. It wasn't Tom Cruise, it wasn't Emily Blunt or whoever the female lead is. It really wasn't the characters. It was more the story using the characters to make an actual complex story in a very simple plot. And I know those two kind of don't work together, but once you see the movie, you'll understand. It really isn't about the characters. It really isn't about, like, it kind of not isn't even about the plot. It's just kind of about the ideas that it kind of makes you think of when you're watching the movie. At least for me, it was. It's basically, so I mean, the whole thing of the story slash plot is that his first day on the front, there's an alien presence, and the first day on the front, this huge battle that's supposed to either win or lose the war for humankind, he kills this other type of monster another kind of alien that they didn't really know too much about, and his blood melds with that monster, that alien, and apparently it makes him relive the day. Now, I mean, that doesn't really sound that new, but what they do with it is actually kind of cool. Like, they go through kind of like montage, like through a bunch of montages throughout the movie, of how, like, he gets better and better as a soldier, he gets to know all the people, he actually succeeds after a while in convincing various people that he is, in fact, looping this day over and over. There's actually a trick to the whole looping that day event, and I'm not going to tell you that either. There's kind of like a clincher to it, to that power. And then they find out that there's a mother. There's kind of like an ant society. It's all of one hive brain. So if they kill the main one, that's part of the plot and that's part of the story. And it's not, and obviously, like I just said, it's like I just described, it doesn't, it's not new. It's not new at all. But how they go around and of shooting it is actually really cool. Like he just gets shot over and over. That's sort of funny. But it's a means to an end. Like, okay, so you didn't do it right this time. And then she just shoots him in the head and then he restarts the day. And then, you know, he does something wrong. He does that right, but then he does something else wrong and he restarts the day again. I'm not quite sure how to describe it more than that. It's just, it actually really is a good movie. It's a good thinking movie, even though it's pretty simple in story and scope and everything. It's like, okay, so there's this battlefield, and he did this once, and then he made a mistake, and then his blood got melded with this odd one alien, and now he's looping the day, and then he learns how to be a better soldier. He befriends one of the best soldiers there. But he's also linked with the hive mind in that he, also the head alien, in that world, also can turn back time, but he's kind of hijacked that. And the aliens were using it to obviously get ahead of all the people that they're fighting, but now he's doing it. So, there was one other simple thing that no one in that universe, and obviously he didn't think about doing, and the clincher kind of explains it, is that why doesn't he just meld other people with the blood? Then he would have a whole army of. Like, if you're so good at getting close to this or that alien, and now you're like the best soldier or one of the best soldiers, why don't you get close to that specific alien, get some more blood, meld it with a bunch of other soldiers, and win the war? It wouldn't take that long. I mean, it wouldn't take that long for an alien race that works that way to adapt to that. But then you would have many more people you could trust, and therefore probably and have some kind of hand in it. Like if you're putting a lot of stones or a lot of eggs in one basket, if it's just you and one other person or just you. I mean, yeah, you get a few other people on your side, but and as they show in the movie, it really doesn't matter because all of them, like he a couple times he explains to different people and the main female lead, I still forgot her name, that and you can see it in a couple montage parts where like he some a couple times he relives the day, he just doesn't stop those people from dying. He just stops because he's like, okay, so it takes me this amount of time to save this person, and ultimately it won't help because I'm probably going to run into something later on that stops me. Or in this timeline is going to stop them, and that's going to stop me from getting to the main goal of killing that main alien. That's what I'm saying. Like, why don't you just make it so you can have some kind of upper hand with other people, not just you, or not just you and one other person that really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because they can't relive the day. It's just you. And then the end was actually really cool. Like I said, it's a really fun movie. I might even get it on DVD if it's cheap enough. At somewhere, I don't know. I'll go around, but yeah, ultimately, really good movie. I would recommend it. I would highly actually recommend it for sci-fi fans of time travel. And don't go into the movie wanting a lot out of the story or plot. And yes, they're different. Just focus in on the kind of idea that it brings to the table. And the character, not the people that are playing the character. Like, it's just, think of the characters and the dynamic of, like, what they brought to the table.